Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Dáil returns tomorrow and there'll be budget preparations and also that motion of no confidence in the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney. They're set to dominate the week. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Claire.
So you have a really interesting front page story today that also involves Simon Coveney and this bid for the 2024 America's Cup yacht race. Tell us about it.
Yeah, somewhat unfortunate timing perhaps for Mr. Coveney with the motion of no confidence in him coming up tomorrow. But we expect a preliminary decision to be made this week, perhaps as early as this evening, which may select Cork as the preferred bidder for the 2024 America's Cup, which, as your listeners will no doubt be aware, is the world's primary super yacht race and takes place every 4 years or so. It's been in Auckland in New Zealand the last time, and Mr. Coveney is one of a number of people who want to bring it to Cork in 2024. But what is required is very considerable public investment if that is going to happen. Now, my understanding is that there's been no decision made by government to back the bid, nor will there be this week, even if the race organisers go ahead and nominate Cork as the preferred bidder. What happens if they make that decision is that there will be a period of 6 to 8 weeks in which they will seek to secure financial commitments to back the race from the government here. And it is that decision that remains very much in doubt.
And the government would have to spend an estimated €200 million to bring this thing to Ireland.
Yeah, as a report by consultants EY, which is currently being pored over, as I understand it, by officials both in the Department of Public Expenditure and in the Department of Sport. Now, that estimates that that the required government investment would be something in the region of €150 million. But we've spoken to people within government who are familiar with the process who say that that number is more likely to be €200 million. Now, in fairness to the promoters of the bid, they estimate, and the EY report estimates, that the benefits could be in the region of €400 to €500 million for the local and national economy. But again, there is some scepticism about those numbers within government, and that's why you're having this, what several people yesterday in conversations with me referred to as due diligence exercise going on at the moment.
Pat, when this news first emerged that we were in the running to get this yacht race to Ireland, nobody really complained about it. In fact, I think the reaction was almost positive. Why now is there pushback?
I think there's two broad concerns about it in government. The first is the practical cost benefit case to be made for the race. That is to say, exactly how much would it cost? What are the benefits? How can they be quantified? Is it worth spending this amount of money for those estimated benefits sometime in the future? And, you know, some of the concerns that people in government have mentioned, or in and around government have mentioned, is that, say, supporters of the bid suggested that it could attract as many as 900 million TV viewers who would see the beautiful coast of Cork on their television screens. But there was an analysis done in New Zealand about the last race, and it put the dedicated global audience, television audience, at less than 70 million. So those are the sort of practical considerations. But there's also political concerns in government at the optics of spending hundreds of millions of euros of public money for for an event that is very much, I suppose, a plaything of very, very wealthy people.
It's an elitist sport, right?
I think super yacht racing, I think it's fair to describe it as that. But even, you know, the benefits that would come to Cork, some of those, at least some of those, while there would be upgrades in public transport and infrastructure and so forth like that, it's expected as part of the plan. There would also, you know, the primary benefit, I suppose, would be people who, you know, own yachts, or certainly some of the benefits would be for people who own yachts. It's primarily of interest to people who own yachts, who are, even in Cork, only a minority of people.
Certainly one to watch, Pat. Thanks so much. Pat Leahy there, political editor with the Irish Times. Coming up next, is your dog a good boy? We have a checklist on how to tell.
email todaycb@rte.ie.